This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this weekend, and it's St. Paddy's Day, so a very happy St. Paddy's Day to all of you out there who are reveling and celebrating. Some of you may not be listening live because, well, maybe you're with family, maybe you're in the parade, and that's okay because, well, we rebroadcast this program as a podcast on Monday, so you can capture it in its entirety. You can call us 877-726-8255. That's our number for questions related to health, medicine. If you've got a medical quandary and you want to run it by us, please call us 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we got lots to talk about today. A little later this hour, we're going to talk about some strategies for immune enhancement. We're also going to talk about a part of the physical exam that is, well, some people dread it, particularly males, and that is the DRE, otherwise known as the digital rectal exam. Yeah, you know, when the doctor snaps on that rubber glove, you may get a little apprehensive. And there's some good news for men who dread the DRE. Before we get to your phone calls, got a story about cholesterol's relationship to cognitive decline. And it's an interesting paradox that some people who have high cholesterol end up having accelerated cognitive decline, but there's a certain age where high cholesterol may be beneficial for the brain. Investigators recently looked at individuals older than 85, and what they found is that in those folks, cognitively intact people between the ages of 85 and 94, whose cholesterol had increased from midlife, had a 32% reduced risk of marked cognitive decline during the next decade, compared with even younger individuals aged 75 to 84, they had a 50% increased risk. So cholesterol, according to this particular study, may be good for the aging brain. And it's a dilemma because we have so many people on cholesterol-lowering drugs. And now we've come up with super cholesterol-lowering drugs, drugs that can lower cholesterol by 100 points or more. You've seen some of the ads for Repatha. That's a new medication that is an add-on. If you can't lower your cholesterol with standard statin drugs, you've seen the ads. People riding bicycles that have square wheels, and the suggestion is that If you can't lower cholesterol dramatically, you're kind of pushing against resistance, so you just add this drug and miraculously your cholesterol drops by three digits. Well, what happens to the brain when we drop cholesterol that dramatically? Well, it can be a problem. And some hints to that come to us from a study of multiple sclerosis. In MS, we actually see a protective effect of cholesterol. In this study, they fed mice who had an experimental model of multiple sclerosis. They study animals to see what would happen in humans. And they gave these mice something equivalent to multiple sclerosis, an inflammatory disease that destroys myelin in the brain and in the central nervous system. And then they fed them either regular rat chow or they fed them cholesterol-enhanced rat chow. And it was interesting because supplemented cholesterol actually helped to repair their brains. They say here that cholesterol is necessary for myelin synthesis in the developing brain, and supplemented cholesterol supports the growth of what are called oligodendrocytes, which are those little tentacles that connect your nerve cells and join them together to create memory and to facilitate movement and all the processes that occur in the brain. Cholesterol restores the balance of growth factors. It creates a permissive environment for repair. It reduces the potential for damage to brain cells and enhances remyelination and improves motor learning. And so in this study, they found that cholesterol supplementation didn't worsen the disease. In fact, it improved it. And they then talk about what happens when you give a statin to someone with MS. And I actually have just such a case. I have a woman who has MS in my practice who has a sky-high cholesterol. She's doing exceedingly well, by the way. And her MS is not recurring. And she's doing fine, and I've been treating her for 10, 12 years now. And she keeps asking me, you know, my cholesterol is over 300. Shouldn't we pull the trigger and use a statin drug? And I say, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go there because according to a recent meta-analysis on MS patients, that's a study of studies, it did not recommend statin treatment for MS. So there you have it. Cholesterol is an important building block for the brain. And we may have unintended consequences when we treat vast swaths of the population with cholesterol-lowering medications. We may be trading heart protection, if indeed there is some heart protection. Many studies suggest that the heart protection is minimal, for later life brain deterioration, because the brain is a big blob of cholesterol that sits on top of your neck. And when we deplete the cholesterol in the brain, we may be reducing brain power and increasing the likelihood of brain decline. You can call us at 877-726-8255. And this item, I'm pleased to welcome back one of our great sponsors. You know, I very, very carefully vet the sponsors for Intelligent Medicine because they have to be consistent with our message. They have to be products that are real, based in science, and help people. And this one certainly exemplifies that. It's the Zona Plus. The Zona Plus is a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. And it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. And there's evidence that it works. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. And many of my patients and listeners have found it helpful for reducing the medications they take for high blood pressure and potentially even getting off medication. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. And now, as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus at orderzona.com. Zona.com. 877-726-8255 is our number. We invite your phone calls. We'll be right back with more here on the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. As a longtime complementary medicine practitioner, I know how important it is to ensure that the supplements I prescribe are genuine, professional-grade, and effective. That's why I use FullScript as my online dispensary so I can send my patients, as well as Intelligent Medicine listeners, the exact products they need. If you're a healthcare provider, do what I did and sign up for a free FullScript account. Just go to fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need. FullScript stocks the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part, FullScript sends out refill reminders, so it's totally effortless for your patients to stay on track with their supplement protocols. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant, and they offer world-class support. Improve patient outcomes, rest easier knowing your patients are getting exactly what you prescribed them. FullScript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. Sign up for a free FullScript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. That's fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us 877-726-8255 is our number. And other ways to reach us with questions, you can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. Lots of you are doing that, and we're using those questions as discussion points on our weekly Q&A with Layla, which you can listen to. We publish it online, and you can subscribe to it via your favorite podcast service, whether it's iTunes or Stitcher or what have you. You can download those podcasts for free and get additional Intelligent Medicine information. Also, you can go to our website at drhoffman.com, and on a PC or Mac, you can click on the box on the homepage, on the right side of the page. You'll be prompted to weigh in with a question and record it, as did Dean. So let's answer Dean's question. Hi, Dean.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. My name is Dean. I'm 61 years old. I recently got out of the hospital after blood clots were found in my left leg as well as my lungs. I believe they were brought on from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or the treatment for it. I am currently in remission and off all treatment, but these blood clots have me on a blood thinner. I'm interested in what I can do nutritionally to eventually get off of the blood thinners and be able to not have to use them. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Dean didn't specify which blood thinner he was on, but recently we wrote an article about potential problems that can occur with a blood thinner called Coumadin. Coumadin is the original name for Coumadin was warfarin, and it was used as a rat poison. How did it kill the rats? Well, they ate the bait that was laced with warfarin, and they bled to death. And for a while they thought, okay, that's a pretty good way to kill rats. Then they came up with the idea that if we use just a little bit, it won't kill you. It'll thin your blood, and we'll have something for people who have blood clots. And so the medicine Coumadin was born, and it's been used for a really long time, at least 50 years. And Coumadin, unfortunately, has a narrow window of safety. In other words, you use too much, you can have too much bleeding. If you don't use enough, your blood will clot. So Coumadin is probably, I would surmise, the medication that Dean is on. And why is Dean on that? Well, in certain malignancies, cancers, the blood is thicker for some reason. And once you have a blood clot, because the surface of the veins maybe a little scarred or have some residual gunk, it's more likely that you'll have repeat blood clots. So, I mean, after a time, sometimes doctors say, well, you haven't had any problems, you seem to be recovered, you're in remission, and maybe we can taper you off. For safety reasons, I would say that substituting natural blood thinners for Coumadin might be a little risky, because we just don't know the efficacy of these things. I mean, they will thin the blood to some extent, but not as dramatically or effectively as Coumadin. The problem that comes in with Coumadin use is that Coumadin blocks vitamin K, and hence they tell you not to consume a lot of vitamin K-rich foods, and that compounds the problem, because it turns out vitamin K is very important for two really critical functions. One is to protect the arteries from calcification, and the other is to promote calcification of your bones. Kind of acts as a crossing guard for calcium and helps you get calcium to all the right places and away from the wrong places. So people on Coumadin, it's been shown, have a greater propensity to atherosclerosis, and they have a greater likelihood of osteoporosis. So what can you do? Well, the suggestion is that you not completely avoid vitamin K-rich foods. And since you get a blood test, if you're on Coumadin, every couple of weeks anyway, that you gradually ramp up your intake of vitamin K and maybe, if necessary, increase your coverage with Coumadin. Don't precipitously eat tons of broccoli or kale one day and then none for the rest of the week, because then your levels of protection from Coumadin will fluctuate. The other thing you can do, and this I would advise under the supervision of a health professional who knows what they're doing, is you can take something called MK7. And at low doses, it won't wipe out the Coumadin effect, but it will also offer you some of the protection of the vitamin K. Yes, you can simultaneously use vitamin K. It's a little bit like driving with the accelerator and tapping the brakes occasionally, because you need both. You don't need just the accelerator when you're driving a car. You need to tap the brakes to counteract the effects of acceleration. And to counteract the effects of the Coumadin in terms of depleting your vitamin K, you might need a little bit of dietary vitamin K and perhaps a little supplemental vitamin K. For those not on Coumadin, of course, MK7 is a great idea for protecting your arteries. Dosages up to 360 micrograms per day have been shown to reduce the risk of arterial calcification and, conversely, enhance the calcium content of your bones, prevent bone demineralization. So there you have it. Check out an article that I wrote a couple of weeks ago on that subject. I think the title is, Could Your Coumadin Be Killing You? And for some people, it may be just that, just the case. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our number, 877-726-8255. Take advantage of that to call us this hour or next. We got lots more to talk about, so stay with us. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand-new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, heart health, immunity support, and much more. We provide only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details on each of the protocols and to take advantage of these special offers, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Happy St. Patty's Day to you. And 877-726-8255 is our number. We got a call from Anne Marie in Arkansas. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What's your question,
please? I'm a long-time listener, and I'm concerned right now about my cholesterol level.
Yep.
I went on a low-carb diet about 3 years ago, And I did lose 17 pounds. I'm only 111 pounds, and I'm 5'4".
Okay, you're at a lean and mean weight. Yeah.
I am, and the doctor is always amazed, especially for Arkansas.
exactly.
And yeah. he just shakes his head.
Yeah.
Recently, I went in, and we did a cholesterol screening, and mm-hmm. my cholesterol shot up from 225 to 241. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm really not concerned because your HDL is 104. Let's forget about it.
Yeah.
But he said he was impressed that I had a zero calcium score 7 years
yes.
ago. He said, but why don't you go in and do the calcium score again, and I can make Medicare happy and don't have to deal with this cholesterol.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out I had it yesterday, yep. and my calcium score is now 58.
Uh-huh.
So he sent me a note last night and says, you yep. need to be on a statin and an aspirin. Yep. I already know I'm not going on a statin. Right. I am just not doing that.
What this illustrates is that a high HDL is generally protective, but you can't be sure until you do the calcium test. So that was correct. I mean, 7 years ago you were fine, and now you have a little bit of a calcium score. But how old are you, please, if you might?
72.
So, what that suggests is that, what do you want to live, another 25 years or so? That sounds reasonable. So the rate at which calcium goes up is approximately anywhere from, I would say, 10 to 25% a year. So that'd be nice if you had an investment or a bank account that would offer that kind of interest. And clearly a 52 could go into the hundreds fairly quickly at that rate of increase. So the theory is, well, if you take a statin, you're going to get some protection against cardiovascular disease. The only problem is that when they look at women in your age group, women over 70, the studies on what is called primary prevention, which means you don't have heart disease. Yeah, you got some plaque, but that's not heart disease. I mean, face it, the vast majority of people who die happily in their sleep at 105, they got a fairly high plaque score, right? And they died not of heart disease, they die of natural causes. So studies do not bear out the protective effects of using statins in women without heart disease, particularly women over the age of 70. And so you don't really need to be on a statin, in my opinion. You need to keep doing what you're doing. And, you may want to be doing some other things to protect your arteries, among which, and if you're a steady listener, you probably have heard about these things. You do want to take vitamin K. I did talk about vitamin K earlier in the show, and it's very protective against arterial plaque. And, part of the problem is that some people may not have been taking enough. Maybe you're taking it, but you may be taking 90 micrograms. According to the latest research, about 360 micrograms is the right amount of MK7 to take. So that, chiolic aged garlic extract, we'll be talking a little bit about that in just a few minutes. That has been shown to slow the progression of calcification, coronary calcification. You may want to take bergamot. You may want to take some fish oil. You may want to take some olive leaf extract and or resveratrol. So there's a protective cocktail that you can use, and you can keep up your good dietary habits and your exercise. Actually, it turns out that sometimes a low-carb diet will cause cholesterol to go up. But correspondingly, HDL usually goes up, and generally you reduce the other risk factors for heart disease, which are inflammation and insulin resistance, none of which you probably have. So I would say, I guess it's a little bit of a surprise that you have some plaque, but, if you compare yourself to the average 72-year-old woman, particularly in your in your community, you're ahead of the game. And you're above average. You're just not perfect. So it's not alarming to me. I don't think you have to pull the trigger immediately on a statin. Okay?
Have an effect on this cholesterol.
What's that?
Does blood pressure have an effect on this?
Yeah, absolutely. Is your blood pressure high, by the way?
It's starting to, yeah.
And
I was using the Zona Plus for 2 years, and it's been wonderful.
Yeah, good. It's just that, you know, as you get older, sometimes there's arterial stiffness and, you know, I mean, perhaps there, if indeed your blood pressure is high, and there's nothing we can do about it naturally, and you're exercising to the max, and you're dieting to the max. I mean, some people just have a propensity to high blood pressure, and you may need a low dose of maybe something like amlodipine, which has actually been shown to be – that actually has been shown to be protective against heart disease. So, you know, maybe that's the factor that is eluding us here, even though, you know, you're lean, so I can't tell you to lose weight and drop your blood pressure. I'd have to look at you a little more closely to see if there's something that we're missing in the equation. Thanks for your call. And when we return, we're going to take a look at, you know, mentioned chiolic as a protective factor against cardiovascular disease. Well, let's not forget chiolic's role in supporting immunity. We'll talk to an expert in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and now for something completely different, because we're going to talk about how to build up your immune system with one of my favorite experts on the subject. He's Jim LaValle, a nationally recognized clinical pharmacist. He's an author, board-certified clinical nutritionist, founder of Metabolic Code Enterprises, and his book, Your Never Lies, is one of the best books around on how to interpret blood tests. Jim joins us today to discuss how to keep your immune health in top form this cold and flu season. So welcome back to our show, Jim. It's a pleasure having you on, as always.
It is always great to be on your show.
Well, great. You know, I want you to impart some of your wisdom to our listeners. Do you have any strategies for helping all of us boost our immune health and navigate this year's very challenging cold and flu season?
Yeah, it's not over yet, is it?
No, it's waning. It's waning, but, you know, still, supposedly the flu is going to be around till May. I mean, not at epidemic proportions as earlier, but it's bad.
Right. Well, I think the biggest thing people need to understand is if you want to have a healthy immune system for the next flu season, you need to start working on it now. And what I mean by that is, you know, your immune system has to help you every day. And it's not just about cold and flu, because obviously you need your killer cells have got to go out there and attack flu bugs and cold bugs. But it's about keeping your immune system health intact so that you're not, you know, creating any chronic inflammation in your body either. So I think one of the first things that people need to do is, you know, and look, this is the stuff they hear over and over again, but I don't think they know the statistics. If you're only getting 5 hours sleep, you're 9 times more likely to get a flu bug.
Mm, wow.
Nine times more likely.
Yeah.
If you're between 5 and 7 hours sleep, so you get more than 5 less than 7, you're about 5 times more likely to get a flu bug. So making sure that you get sleep is incredibly important.
So I have a question for you. How come Donald Trump hasn't gotten the flu yet, to our knowledge, and he doesn't sleep and he's tweeting all night? You know, so how does he avoid that? He's different.
Do you know what I think it is? I think the flu bug's afraid of combating him.
Okay.
I mean, you know, come on.
Results may vary. Results may vary. There are some differences. Okay. He's an outlier in a lot of ways. Okay.
Yeah, there's always outliers, right? You always got that outlier. But for most people, and, you know, I think you'd agree, Dr. Hoffman, that when, you know, people don't sleep enough typically because either they're overcommitted or their brain's too aroused and too stressed out. And, you know, chronic stress is what really starts to crank the immune system up in the wrong direction, more towards inflammation, more towards allergic reactions and, you know, releasing inflammatory compounds into your body and inactivates, you know, the T killer cells and natural killer cells that your immune system needs to fight things off. So that's kind of logical, makes sense. The second one is, people still eat too many carbs and sugar. The more they drive their blood sugars up, the more they incapacitate their immune system.
Yeah.
And so if you're really going to make an effort for the next cold and flu season, start counting your carbs. Start looking at the sugar on the label of a food you eat and begin to moderate that. Because there's no doubt when you eat sugar, if you use something like, you know, high-carb, high-sugar drink, even a fruit juice, right? You eat one of those, you know, go take one of those things you think is a green drink, but really what it is it's green and it has a bunch of juices in it that are like apple juice and all kinds of other fruit juices. You're gonna retard your immune system's ability to fight up to 40% over the next 4 to 6 hours.
It's like green beer. You know, it's green, but it's not necessarily good for you. And a lot of people are drinking it today.
Very appropriate today.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've done experiments where I've looked at what happens to white blood cells. We look under the microscope and we see them, you know, very active before sugar administration. Right. And after sugar administration, they're sort of lazy, lethargic, and not moving. And, you know, they're just not able to track down the viruses and bacteria that cause infections.
Yeah, it kind of inactivates them. So I think that the real simple things are, you know, look, if you live in the greater New York area or you're in major, you know, metropolitan areas where you are just stressed out due to the hecticness and the bustle of life. I'm in Southern California. I have my life set up to not be on freeways. If my life was set up to be on freeways, I'm sure my immune system would be compromised because the traffic is maddening.
You'd still be on the 405. You wouldn't be talking to us now. Maybe on a car phone.
Exactly. So, you know, the big thing is you got to do some lifestyle things. Getting some exercise in. It's interesting. Moderate exercise, meaning you don't take your heart rate above 60% of your max, is associated with improved immune response. The harder people train, the more their immune system gets compromised, and that's why Olympians end up coming down with colds and flus, and they can't make it through the trials.
I've done that to myself. I've been overzealous, and then, you know, I come down with something. You know,
right.
Yeah.
So after that, then you get into, well, what can I take, right? And I think that's an important thing to think about, too.
So what are some good supplements to take that can actually boost your immune function?
Well, I know I talked about the thing about, you know, people drinking, you know, trying to think they're drinking green drinks. I do like green drinks. I'm a big fan. I mean, I know, you know, I'm a huge fan of Kyolic and Wakanaga because of the amount of studies that they provide. So Kyolic or the Kyo Greens product, which is from Wakanaga, I mean, it's an amazing green drink. I mean, I give it to people because it's like, look, put it in your smoothie in the morning. You know, your low sugar smoothie. You know, we don't need to put, you know, 3 tablespoons of honey, a cup of berries, 2 bananas in your morning smoothie, right? We have to moderate even our fruit into our smoothie, but put greens in your smoothie. Why is the Kyo Greens? I think, first of all, Wakanaga has been making greens since 1979. A lot of people don't realize that. They were hip to the value of greens long before. Yeah. And the other thing is, It tastes great, and it's instantized. So you pour it into water, and it dissolves. So if you want to take it with a bottle of water, you can. But the real value to greens, I mean, why do I think it's so important? Look, it's simple. 9% of Americans get the minimum amount of vegetables a day. That's the latest NIH survey that just got published about 60 or maybe even 90 days ago at this point. 12% get enough fruits. So right away, if people don't get enough vegetables, here's the problem you have. You get more acidic, right? Because you don't have that alkaline ash in your diet. And when you don't have that alkaline ash, you can't balance your acid-base balance. As your body gets more acidic, you throw off more free radicals. It increases your rate of rusting. When you increase your rate of rusting, you trigger more inflammatory compounds. You compromise your immune system. I had a guy in yesterday. I did his pH, did his salivary pH, 5, which is very low for very you listeners out there. It should be at least 7. And what was he complaining to me about? Acupuncturist, physical therapist, very small, slight guy, not overweight. Every bone in my body's aching. I'm sore. I feel stiff. So when you don't get in greens, you got to drink the greens. You can't breathe them through the air. Nobody's putting, you know, greens in the catalytic converters of cars to breathe it in. You got to get the minerals. You need the trace minerals from greens. So that's why I like Kyo Greens so much. They've got a wonderful harvest blend, organic product in it. It's not a non-GMO. It's vegan friendly. What I really like about it is how well it's made. And, you know, you've tried a lot of green drinks. So have I. I mean, if it tastes like, you know, I just cut the grass, people aren't going to do it. So I'm trying to get people I'm trying to get people to just recognize, okay, I'm not eating enough vegetables and fruit. How about if I get a green drink that doesn't have any added sugar? I don't have to read the label to see that it's got 85 grams of sugar in the bottle because it says 36 grams, but it's 2.5 servings. Yeah. And it's those kind of tricks that are out there that really keep people down in their immunity. So big fan of that. And then, of course, a groundbreaking study. This is brand new from on Kyolic. And I know Dr. Hoffman.
You're always there with the studies. And, you know, what's nice about Wakanaga is big company in Japan, huge company, and they are very well endowed, and they actually do the studies, which I really appreciate. You know, it's not just like, take our word for it. They do the studies.
Right. Exactly. And here's the thing. They gave the aged garlic extract to individuals who were hypertensive. Not only did they track their blood pressure, which continued consistently now in the 5th study to show that it lowered, this was at the University of Adelaide at the Institute for Integrative Research in Australia, and it showed an 11-point drop in systolic, 6-point drop in diastolic. That performs as well as any medication out there, but here's the real kicker.
I just recommended it to a caller earlier, you know, because she's blood pressure's creeping up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's great because we know what it does to the blood vessels. We understand that it lowers oxidized LDL. You're not going to plaque as much. You're going to stop your bone density issues. But check out what it does for the immune system. They measured the microbiome beforehand and after taking aged garlic extract, and guess what happens? The diversity and the type of flora became more beneficial with greater diversity. And in a previous study, a cold and flu study, they found that it increased gamma delta cells in your immune system, which are cells that have to get out there and attack. So you want to have those gamma delta cells rocking and rolling, ready to go when you do get confronted with a virus or a cold. But think of it. Now they're proving that it has an impact when you take aged garlic extract on improving the biodiversity of your microbiome.
Wow, which is so critical to immunity. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's really, the gut has an effect on the immune system. They have a specific formula, which I direct patients to when immunity is a question. It's the Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. They have quite an assortment of formulas, but that's what I would suggest. Now, what's in there that besides the Kyolic Aged Garlic?
Well, first of all, I love that product. And if you're doing it for maintenance, typically I tell people do 2 twice a day. But if they feel a bug coming on or if they're going to be exposed a bunch, I tell them, hey, take a couple extra day. It's not going to hurt you. You know, so the extras in it are pretty clear. One, you've got a mushroom blend. So there's a nice concentration of medicinal mushrooms, right? Shiitake, maitake, reishi, astragalus is in it. Mm-hmm. So that's incredibly important. So, you know,
all the good synergists.
The immune system. Yeah. And then there's a couple other ones, oregano and olive leaf extract. So olive leaf extract is an 18% oleocurrent. really a nice combination of botanicals, medicinal mushrooms, aged garlic, and vitamin C, which give your immune system a really comprehensive shot in the arm, basically, yep. Right? I mean, it really gives your immune system that support.
Jim, I always love talking to you. Let's give a shout-out to Kyolic. It's www.kyolic.com or call 800-421-2998 and go to local natural health retailers for the product. Thanks, Jim.
Great to be with you, doctor. Have a great day.
You too.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.